Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. Outside, currently cloudy, 29 degrees in Buffalo.
And let's go to the National Weather Service, bring in Kirk Apfel this morning. Kirk, the storm is over. How did this one measure up?
Yes, well, here at the airport officially, we got a hair over 3 feet. The highest total we've gotten so far is 80 inches in Orchard Park, figuring in that last little band. So certainly a lot of snow across the area, and I'm sure everybody where they live, they know how much snow they got.
80 inches in Orchard Park. I mean, where does that fall in the all-time record books?
Well, we'll have to sort that out and see exactly where it falls, but it's certainly among the top.
And when you look back to November of 2014, how did this one compare with the snow?
I'll tell you, we were talking about that tonight, and I'll tell you, it's kind of, I guess it's debatable as to which is worse because they each had their different issues, but some of the peak storm totals are fairly similar. Areas impacted were similar, so I guess it'd be an item for debate, but both were hugely impactful storms for the Buffalo area.
I'm trying to remember in the Snowvember storm, I for some reason it seemed like maybe that was a wider range of municipalities and a bigger area that got some of the heaviest snow, where this one, I mean, it really seemed like Orchard Park, Hamburg, they were the bullseye.
Well, I think amounts varied with that one, too. I think the airport did, just like this one, the airport got significantly less. You know, when we had kind of two segments at the last one, where this one, it was clearly just the one storm, and that band was persistent the entire time. So, yes, it's quite the comparison to make, but both were, you know, really had huge impacts.
Yeah. You know, for me, it seemed like Snowvember, it came over a period of 3 days, where this one, it seemed to fall within 24 hours.
Yeah, the snowfall rates with this one, how persistent you had the 3-inch-an-hour rates where they just kept going and going over the same area. That's really a quite impressive thing, and certainly something that doesn't happen very often.
How big of a factor was, we kept hearing about how warm the lake was leading up to this storm. How big of a factor was that? And is that still a threat to us as we go on here in November and December?
It probably wasn't as big a factor as it may seem, simply because if the lake was, you know, 3 or 4 degrees colder, it still would have snowed a lot. So, you know, did it increase it a little? Probably so. But the biggest factor was just that you had the favorable conditions persist over the same location hour after hour and day after day. And that really was the biggest thing. In terms of, are we at risk? I mean, the lake is still, it's not frozen. And so, you know, if you get a cold air mass coming across, you still get lake snow. The good news is none of that is in the forecast for the next 7 days.
All right, that is good to know. And, you know, this is a big travel week, Kirk. Is there anything that we need to watch out for?
Well, I mean, first off, today it's just going to be windy and, you know, gusts up to 50 miles an hour. So that'll be the immediate thing. Looking ahead to like Wednesday and Thursday, it actually looks like a pretty nice no precipitation in the forecast with highs in the 40s.
You know, is there a chance of rain late in the week, maybe possibly by the weekend? And what would that do with all the snow on the ground?
There is, starting on Friday in particular, and then into the weekend, we might get some rain. Right now, it doesn't look like a real huge amount, although we're still keeping an eye on it. If we did get higher amounts, there might be some flooding concerns. But at this point, it just looks like kind of a light rainfall. And if that plays out, then it would be more gradual melting rather than rapid.
Kirk, thanks so much for the help, not just today, but throughout the storm. You and your whole team over at the National Weather Service doing a great job keeping us informed. That's Kirk Apfel, meteorologist over at the National Weather Service.
Travel bans are being lifted across Western New York this morning after that lake effect pounding. Last night at midnight, Orchard Park lifted its travel ban and replaced it with a travel advisory.
The 219 remains closed, though we are expecting it to reopen at some point in the very near future, perhaps within the hour. Travel bans will be lifted 6 a.m. in Hamburg, Evans, Blaisdell, and Angola. Driving ban remains in effect in the city of Buffalo, south of William Street, and in the city of Lackawanna. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar said they need people to abide by the advisories.
Travel ban means no travel, no driving in those areas. People are driving in some of these areas, and they're hampering our efforts. These are very, very large pieces of equipment, and we cannot have smaller vehicles next to what are really construction vehicles. It's the equivalent of major construction sites all over our community with giant high lifts scooping up snow, putting them into big dump trucks, which are then taking the snow elsewhere. So your little Kia, your little Mini Cooper are not going to do so well next to equipment that is ridiculously large. Please stay out of these areas. It is hampering our efforts.
State of emergency still in effect for all of Erie County.
The Bills, meanwhile, go to Detroit to beat Cleveland.
Allen puts McKenzie in motion over the right side. Now the snap. Josh wants to throw. Scans the end zone, fires him in, got a man wide open, it is caught. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Bills. They take the lead with 14 seconds left in the first half. It is Stephon Diggs targeted and one catch, and it goes for a touchdown and a Buffalo lead.
31-23 final score as the Bills move to 7-3 on the season. Head coach Sean McDermott said getting there wasn't easy.
Called in a bulldozer, or a front loader, I guess, more specifically, and our plow guy couldn't make it, so our neighbor called in a front loader in order to take the snow out, and then our normal plow guy did come once, but soon after I got off the Zoom with you guys on Friday, I mean, it was pretty cool, just talking about not sure what's going to happen, not sure if we're going to be able to get out, and got 5-6 text messages to my wife, myself, of neighbors, friends saying, hey, whatever you need, we'll be there to help you, and that's pretty special.
Point. They all have got stories about how they were able to get out to make it to Detroit.
You've seen the videos and everything else of fans helping some of the players dig out. Some players were, you know, high-stepping the snow, which is kind of impossible to do in some areas, seeing that they were in Orchard Park right in the thick of it. But they were there. They were trying to get around, and they were able to make it. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the Bills. Go to Detroit to beat Cleveland. You'll be explaining that one for a long time. Delayed and canceled flights all weekend long means many Thanksgiving travel plans are kind of a mess. And travelers are scrambling for their refunds.
As many flights were delayed and canceled this weekend coming in and out of the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, some people may be looking to get a refund for their tickets if they haven't automatically received it yet. Central and Western New York AAA's Elizabeth Carey explains what you need to do if you haven't got your refund yet.
Unfortunately, the refund should just come to you automatically, but sometimes that's not always the case. So after you take a trip, and if you do have a cancellation or a significant delay along the way, you should reach out to the airline and be proactive about receiving that refund. If there's a problem, you can report it to the Department of Transportation, which is something that we saw happen a lot during the pandemic.
Refunds can also be given if the flight faces what the Department of Transportation calls a significant delay.
They're also working on these refunds regarding a significant delay, but the Department of Transportation hasn't defined what a significant delay is, but they are working on behalf of travelers to be an advocate for travelers so that they can receive the refunds and the credits that they deserve.
More details on this story is made available to you at WBEN.com. Max Ferry, WBEN.com News.
All right, Max, thank you. Monday morning, it is a holiday week with Thanksgiving, and travel certainly is going to be messed up, I think, for a lot of people, a lot of families.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies and strong winds today. Temperatures will be in the upper 30s, but winds will gust near 50 miles per hour. Tonight, the winds will diminish. Overnight lows in the upper 20s. Partly sunny, upper 30s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Wednesday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Let's go to the National Weather Service. Bring in Kirk Apfel this morning. Kirk, the storm is over. How did this one measure up?
Here at the airport officially, we got a hair over 3 feet. The highest total we've gotten so far is 80 inches in Orchard Park, figuring in that last little band. So certainly a lot of snow across the area, and I'm sure everybody where they live, they know how much snow they got.
80 inches in Orchard Park. I mean, where does that fall in the all-time record books?
We'll have to sort that out and see exactly where it falls, but it's certainly among the top.
And when you look back to Snowvember of 2014, how did this one compare with the snow?
I'll tell you, we were talking about that tonight, and I'll tell you, it's kind of, I guess it's debatable as to which is worse, because they each had their different issues, but some of the peak storm totals are fairly similar. Areas impacted were similar, so I guess it'd be an item for debate, but both were hugely impactful storms for the Buffalo area.
I'm trying to remember in the Snowvember storm, I for some reason it seemed like maybe that was a wider range of municipalities and a bigger area that got some of the heaviest snow, where this one, I mean, it really seemed like Orchard Park, Hamburg, they were the bullseye.
Well, I think amounts varied with that one, too. I think the airport did, just like this one, the airport got significantly less. When we had kind of two segments at the last one, where this one, it was clearly just the one storm, and that band was persistent the entire time. So, yes, it's quite the comparison to make, but both were, really had huge impacts.
Yeah. You know, for me, it seemed like Snowvember, it came over a period of 3 days, where this one, it seemed to fall within 24 hours.
The snowfall rates with this one, how persistent you had the 3-inch-an-hour rates, where they just kept going and going over the same area. That's really a quite impressive thing, and certainly something that doesn't happen very often.
How big of a factor was, we kept hearing about how warm the lake was leading up to this storm. How big of a factor was that? And is that still a threat to us as we go on here in November and December?
It probably wasn't as big a factor as it may seem, simply because if the lake was, 3 or 4 degrees colder, it still would have snowed a lot. So, did it increase it a little? Probably so. But the biggest factor was just that you had the favorable conditions persist over the same location hour after hour and day after day. And that really was the biggest thing. In terms of, are we at risk? I mean, the lake is still, it's not frozen. And so, if you get a cold air mass coming across, you still get lake snow. The good news is none of that is in the forecast for the next 7 days.
All right, that is good to know. And, this is a big travel week, Kirk. Is there anything that we need to watch out for?
First off, today it's just going to be windy and gusts up to 50 miles an hour. So that'll be the immediate thing. Looking ahead to like Wednesday and Thursday, it actually looks like a pretty nice no precipitation in the forecast with highs in the 40s.
Is there a chance of rain late in the week, maybe possibly by the weekend? And what would that do with all the snow on the ground?
There is, starting on Friday in particular, and then into the weekend, we might get some rain. Right now, it doesn't look like a real huge amount, although we're still keeping an eye on it. If we did get higher amounts, there might be some flooding concerns. But at this point, it just looks like kind of a light rainfall. And if that plays out, then it would be more gradual melting rather than rapid.
Kirk, thanks so much for the help, not just today, but throughout the storm. You and your whole team over at the National Weather Service doing a great job keeping us informed. That's Kirk Apfel, meteorologist over at the National Weather Service.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.